I've had this word for probably a month and a half, given to our team. 5785 is the year to anoint and empower the kings and priests. Okay, so now what that means is that the Lord would give you a kingly authority, okay? That you would have a mindset of being the head and not the tail, but a priestly authority to understand the spiritual atmosphere and understand how to do spiritual warfare so that, see, the Lord's going to promote you in these fall feasts, but it's not enough to see the promotion, but you have to steward the promotion.
All right, so Rabbi, how's it been going for you?
Hey, it's been going great, Daryl. I mean, this has been really a great summer. Little bit stressed. I'll just say it this way. Like, we just finished having, it's called the Ninth of Av. Okay, so the Ninth of Av is a time for Jewish people to remember the destruction of the First and Second Temple and many other horrible things that have happened. But just from a Israeli perspective and a Jewish perspective, what happens is normally you have one day a year where you kind of reflect on the sorrow of the destruction that's happening. But this year, you know, I've worked in Israel now 35 years. And this year, what I'm experiencing through my rabbi heart for my people is it's like we've been in Tish B'Av since October the 7th. It's like there's been no breakthrough of joy, no breakthrough of, there's been no emotional let up on the pressure because there's been constant bombing from Hamas in the south, Hezbollah in the north. You have the Houthis coming in West Bank. They're being attacked on seven sides. And so it's like the whole year has been like a Ninth of Av. So you asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing great. I live here in America, but to be honest, I almost like battle sometimes like survivor guilt. It's like, you know, we're having some fantastic things happen at Kurt Landry Ministries. We had our first viral video, and congratulations.
No, thank
to
you
and the team. And so actually things are doing really well. So I will say this. One of the things that I want to share with the audience is people need to understand things probably aren't going to get better. It's going to be as bad as it is in Israel, and Israel will, this too shall pass. But the point is that your problems become a pathway to a new beginning, because human nature and in the soul, what happens in the soul is you won't, so to say, press in to fixing something if you're comfortable. You have to kind of get uncomfortable, and then in that discomfort, you start seeking other solutions and different mindsets. And that's the season we're in. So I've got a prophetic word that I have about that, and maybe Daryl, I'll share it with you later.
Yeah. So one thing I want to point out is that you sent a lot of really uplifting but very real text messages to me occasionally, pretty much really no lead in. You just kind of jump in, and especially in this season, you texted me and pointed out the fact that in this very trial type area of the Ninth of Av, there's winning and success in it. And so talk to the viewers and the listeners a little bit about winning, having a winning mindset, right? Because you just brought up, I mean, yeah, we've been incredibly successful on YouTube, Instagram, a couple other platforms, with some really viral content that's been the biggest in the ministry's history. And it's such a blessing, but it came during this time too. And so walk the viewer and listener through that a little bit.
Okay. So let me share with you, Daryl. I'm going to share this, this vision the Lord gave me. Okay. So the vision is like this. In Israel, down by the Dead Sea, it's beautiful. It's interesting because it's basically all sands and rock. And an interesting experience about going there is like the first day or two you're there, you pretty much see everything in beige and browns, and tan. And by the third day that you're there, you're actually, your vision resets. And all of a sudden, there's probably 27 or 30 different colors of sands and rocks. All of a sudden, the desert starts to become beautiful. And but what happens is your mind and your vision has to kind of reset. This is actually real. I mean, I've taken tours there and people, you know, I've had like 30 people on a bus and they're all having the same experience. But one time when we were there, I had a tour there and we're in an area called En Gedi, and there was not a cloud in the sky. Okay. And all of a sudden there was a siren and a warning and a flash flood come literally rushing down the wadi. So it's a dry riverbed. And this dry riverbed is literally moving boulders the size of a Volkswagen car in the old days. I mean, huge trees and any kind of debris is literally being washed down the wadi. And so that's a real experience. So in my spiritual vision, I'm in this same place, and I shared this vision with a friend that goes to Israel all the time. In fact, they sent me a picture. It was interesting, of the very spot that I saw in the spirit. So what happened in the spirit was the Lord says, there's two ways you can do this. Number one, you can go get a headset and a metal detector and start walking across this huge dried riverbed, the wadi, and try to find the buried treasure chest. Now, this is in my vision. And in my vision, this is the like a treasure chest that holds treasure from the fourth dimension. Okay. So he said, you can do that. Or what you can do is climb up on the bank and rest and wait on this flash flood. So the flash flood is symbolic of what we're talking about, tough times and trouble. But what happens, and this happens for real, in a flash flood, anything that's been buried in the sand over time is now revealed. So what the Lord is saying, this is a great time. You can either have an optimistic mindset and say, this storm that I'm in right now, I can go to the high place, let the storm pass by, and as the storm passes by, then I can wait on the treasure of my provision and wisdom and knowledge and understanding for the next season, because the storm will uncover it. So that's my prayer for you, is that the storm that you're in right now will uncover the treasure that's already deposited in you, that was, so to say, covered up with debris or sand of thoughts, actions, and plans that really the world kind of gave you in the flesh. And the wadi, it's full of treasure. The flash flood that is coming to reveal your treasure, which will give you your destiny of where you're to be over time.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Walk people through, obviously the ninth of all, we're transitioning to 5784. Rosh Hashanah is going to get us started off with the three fall feasts. How should people try to prepare their mind going into the season to actually receive it? Because I know you have a really good word regarding that.
Well, the word the Lord's given me for the fall feast, and it really got confirmed by my dear friend Chuck Pierce. He's an apostle and a prophet, and he confirmed it. Listen, he and I weren't discussing it. He prophesied this last Sunday. I was watching Gloria Zion. But I've had this word for probably a month and a half given to our team, and 5785 is the year to anoint and empower the kings and priests. Okay, so now what that means is that the Lord would give you a kingly authority, okay, that you would have a mindset of being the head and not the tail, but a priestly authority to understand the spiritual atmosphere and understand how to do spiritual warfare so that, see, the Lord's going to promote you in these fall feasts, but it's not enough to see the promotion, but you have to steward the promotion. So many times in Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, there's an awakening to a new identity. Then there's Yom Kippur, the second feast, and then that's a cleansing from the sin that was bearing the false identity, the counterfeit. And then there's Sukkot, where it's where we abide or tabernacle with him. Well, you have to have a stewardship of the new identity. So, I mean, you've done things like this. Like, if you're going to work out in the gym and you decide that, okay, I'm going to take better care of my health. Well, you can't just go to the gym. What happens is you have to adjust your life to, yes, I'm going to go to the gym. You have to buy clothes to put on to go to the gym. But there's other things called stewardship. So that means you're going to have to get more rest. You're also going to have to change your diet. And you're going to have to be more disciplined in regards to, I will eat this, I will drink this, and I won't eat this, and I won't drink that. So, and I'm speaking to you, I know I don't look like it now, but when I was your age, I worked out, I was in, you know, really excellent shape. So I know what it takes to, there's a stewardship over the new identity if you're going to work out. And you're going to change that, your body shape and how you feel. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit. So in the spirit, you have an opportunity at the fall feast of Rosh Hashanah, a trumpet. There's an awakening to say, okay, here's my new identity. Yom Kippur, I'm going to cleanse myself from old bad habits and patterns that were hindering me from this new identity. And then I'm going to make covenant with God at tabernacles, like a wedding, and I'm going to seal it so for the next season of time, what you've really done in about a 3-week period of time, you've had a spiritual encounter for transformation. And I can't stress enough, and I really want you to hear this. I had a dear friend of mine who, Daryl, you know who it is too. He's in the behavioral business. He's not saved. He works with high-level corporate individuals. And when he first met me, he said, and he's Asian, and he's very Asian with the way he thinks and talks. And he said to me, he said, you know, he says, you're the most unique Christian I've met. Not that he's met so many, but this is what he said. You're laughing because you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So he says, the most unique. He says, you know what's different about you? And I said, no. And I was really curious because this guy's actually a certified professional behavioralist. And he said, because he says, your value system and your focus is on results. And I thought, yeah, because they are. But let me give you the motivation of why. In 35 years of serving the Lord, I've watched a lot of great, I'm talking great Christians, great spiritual leaders. I've been very fortunate to know some of the best, but I've also seen some of the great and the best fall and are no longer walking with them. And so my observation is the reason that they fell is because they were not getting the results to satisfy their soul based off the calling of God in their life. It was a lack of results. I mean, this is easy to understand. If you're having a lack of results in anything you do, then you'll quit.
100%.
And so my job, spiritually, I guess I'm wired this way, according to our friend, and it's really true. I mean, it's how my mother raised me. I was raised by an Olympian, so that's kind of like oversaturation of accomplishment, but it's results. But my results-driven heart isn't from an Olympian. It's from the kingdom of God. It's that, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his best. And if he gave his best, then we owe him to give the best. So one of the reasons I have been a kingdom of God teacher for all these years is I'm not a religious person. I am a kingdom person. And the kingdom, what happens is in the kingdom, you actually have authority to have, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. as in your kingdom, let it manifest on earth. And that's the thrust. I mean, if you're going to follow this ministry, and I hope that you subscribe and follow, if you're going to follow, you need to know everything I do, every message. It won't make any difference what it is. It's going to be to give you faith with instruction how to get results.
So one thing you didn't mention as you're giving the example of working out, and one thing that made me think as you walk through basically this point, you can work out, right? And bust it 7 days a week, but if you don't eat right and you don't feed yourself right, you're not going to get the maximum results. Probably at the end of the day, you'll end up really just kind of sustaining and staying in one place, and you're not going to be able to get past that. And so as I was thinking about how you were leading people through this, I mean, obviously the spiritual food would be to get into the Word of God, right? And step up your game through, you know, I mean, like you teach a lot of technique on how to get into prayer. And we've talked a lot about it over the past year on some of those techniques. You know, I mean, early morning rising, meditation in the Word, worship. But more so than just saying it, you know, you've really taught how to do it. And so how would someone take that mindset, right, with the feast coming up and this incredible prophetic word on what 5785 is really going to be bringing us this year? How do they prepare and to start eating better, right, to jump into the word a little bit different and to get prepared for what's coming?
Okay. So I kind of got off track a little bit when I mentioned the Apostle Chuck Pierce. Okay, Chuck's word was 5785 is going to be a year to battle for the altars. Okay? So, and my word, because we all prophesy in part, and we look through a glass dimly. And for those of you who are prophets, you need to find other prophets that you can run words by. You know, I have like the Hammonds, I can run it by, you know, Chuck, different ones. And we all ping pong back because you don't want to be like this long ranger. So when I'm bringing you something, I've checked it with people I know who are proven prophets, not self-appointed. These are people who have spoken stuff and things have actually happened. So let me talk about, let me blend the two. I think it'd be interesting. Let's take Chuck's word. He says, it's time to contend for the altars. And then my word is, it's time to anoint and empower the kings and priests. Okay, that's really the same word in my head, because you have to be mantled and anointed as a king and a priest to go and take the altars. Okay, so what happens is if you look at King David, okay, King David's 13 years old. Saul has been king 24, 26 years at this time. And Samuel comes to his house and out of all his 12 brothers, chooses him and anoints him to be the king of Israel. Okay, so he's in that season of time. He's a shepherd. He's the youngest. He's maintaining the sheep. He is saving the sheep from killing lions and bears. Okay. That's that. But he is the king of Israel. He is anointed and he's anointed and he is appointed. But then there comes a day when his father says, you know what? Take your lunch to your brothers. They're in a battle in the Elah Valley. Go down there and they're battling this Philistine called the giant called Goliath. So now here he comes. So Goliath is threatening the altar of God, okay? All his accusations coming out of his mouth is mockery against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And basically, like, what are you going to do about it? You know, it's just mockery. We've seen that same mockery spirit now, like you see the mockery of the Last Supper in the Olympics and stuff. It's that same spirit. But that spirit is very bold in the sense it's like, well, what are you going to do now? I'm standing on your altar, okay? I'm standing here and I'm mocking your God. What are you going to do about it? So now what happens is David, who is one of the first king priests in the Bible, comes out to the Elah Valley. And what he does is he actually speaks out as with his kingly. Now he's not the king, Saul's king. But he is anointed as the king from Samuel. His kingly anointing and his worship, his priestly anointing, his king priest stands up and says, how dare you, you uncircumcised Philistine, speaks judgment over him, takes a sling, kills him with the rock, and cuts his head off, and wins the war. So what happens is, once David killed Goliath, by killing Goliath, he took that altar at the Elah Valley back for Israel. That was the king priest. So what Chuck's saying and what I'm saying is this, 5785, 5 grace, 7 perfection, 8 new beginning, and 5 again, double grace to take back the altars. And so what happens is, if you look at this, I'm going deep here, but the 7 mountains of influence, whatever mountain you're in, God wants to anoint you in the fall feast like a David to go and take the Goliaths who are literally standing on top of your altar. You know, your altar may be your economy. Your altar may be your health. You are the temple of the Most High God. Your altar may be your marriage. You know, he's up there mocking. You're going to get a divorce. You're going to bankrupt. You're going to die. You're sick. You're going to be crippled. You're going to lose that child. Oh yeah, they're going straight to hell. I've got that. Whatever that accusation is, wherever that demonic spirit is mocking you in your head, this is a time where the Lord says, guess what? I am going to give you an identity as a king and a priest on Rosh Hashanah. I am going to cleanse you by the blood of the Lamb on Yom Kippur on the Day of Atonement. I'm going to wash away all those failures you've had in the past, and I'm going to give you a clean slate. I'm going to bring you into my house under my huppah on Sukkoth, and I'm going to empower you with a new robe of righteousness. I'm going to release a mantle as a king priest, and then you're going to do what Chuck says. You're going to go out to the altar that you're at, and you're going to speak to that altar, and you're going to say, how dare you, you uncircumcised Philistine demonic entity, thinking you're going to destroy my marriage, destroy my finance, destroy my health, and you're going to take the word of God, and you're going to sling that word of God powerfully, and you're going to cut the head of the enemy off for once, and it doesn't just save you, but in this case, as David, saved all of Israel.
Now, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook right now, drop a fire emoji and just let us know. Rabbi, you're bringing it. You're bringing it. I kind of want to, so we only have a few minutes left, and as I'm thinking about timeliness and kind of what's going on in the world right now, it seems pretty prophetic with the election coming up and just how people are feeling in this time, at least in this country, that that's the prophetic word for 5785.
Yeah, well, you know, this election, listen, you know, that's why I need people to subscribe on YouTube and help boost us and support us, because that's where we're getting most of our support. I'm being censored so many places. You know, I'm old enough and young enough to be shocked on the battle against speaking the truth. I've been doing this a long time, but I'm really surprised that, I'm not surprised that the demonic entities canceled the truth. What I am surprised, and I want to say this to particularly the younger generation, I'm surprised of the lack of what we in Hebrew would call, in Yiddish, the chutzpah. The lack of chutzpah to stand up to different, listen, I was born in the 50s, raised in the 60s. So like coming against the man and not like say, no, we're not doing that. I mean, I was raised in that culture. This bury your head in the sand, do whatever they say and just keep moving on. I can't relate to it. Okay. So to me, the cancel culture, I'm not upset about the cancel culture people who are monetizing it and getting filthy rich off it. Okay. I mean, I know how this works. I could actually speak it all out and probably get canceled everywhere. What I am surprised about is the people who tolerate them doing it. See, if everybody was to stand up and say, hey, we've had enough, and quit monetizing all this stuff that's canceling us, okay, then they would quit doing it. You know, my Uncle Lou, if anyone's read my book or anything, I had this Uncle Lou who was actually a pretty famous restaurateur in Los Angeles, very wealthy guy. And he was my godfather. And he had a huge influence raising me. And one of the things, so I was raised in, you know, middle to lower middle class family. And my Uncle Lou was, you know, extremely wealthy and very active in my life. I'd see him about once a week. But anyway, he used to always tell me, say, Curtis, know this. When it's not the money, it's the money. Okay. So that
very true statement.
Yeah.
Say it again.
So if it's not the money, it's the money. So that's the thing. So what happens is if you'll vote with your money and stand up and talk, and like one of the things, hit the subscribe button. If you'll subscribe on YouTube and, you know, there's the ones that are canceling us, if you quit supporting them, then guess what? They'll back off on the content. The key is why truth is not the enemy. You know, we need to be able to have your opinion, my opinion, and our opinion. And I'll be honest with you, as a pastor and a rabbi, the reason people get upset is because if you're bringing another opinion, it's the reason they get angry and upset and threatened is because they're not sure in their own personal identity or their own personal beliefs. They're not sure. So the insecurity of not knowing, and then you poke into that area, then they get mad at, they shoot the messenger. And listen, I can tell you this, I'm not raising my grandkids that way. And they're, even at their young age, they're not. They know who they are and they're very bold. So I want to encourage you to be bold. You need to stand up. If you don't stand up to the bullies in your life, then they're going to keep bullying you. I'm so grateful that I grew up in a very rough interracial neighborhood, and I didn't grow up in fairyland, you know, and I'm so glad because what it did is it helped me to understand that you're going to have to stand up for yourself. And that's this season, this biblical year 5785, the Lord's going to give you an identity. And there's going to be people in your friends and family that maybe liked you in the old way, but they're not going to like the new bold, successful, aggressive, anointed you. But I want to encourage you in this fall feast, and I want you to join us at these fall feasts, you know, either live stream or come to House of David. Get immersed, come in the water. But I can tell you, it's time for you to fulfill that which he laid his hand upon you. Each one of you have been created for a purpose. And that purpose is revealed by a divine intervention of the Holy Spirit into your identity. And when you get that identity, then the Lord will say, this is what I suggest to steward that identity. And then once you start to steward it, he will call you friend and ambassador. And what an ambassador is you may be the ambassador from Israel in Nairobi, but you have all the authority to speak all the IDF, all the government of Israel, all its wealth, all its power is behind that one ambassador. That's what the Lord wants to do in you. He wants you to be a king and priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This year, 5785, he wants you to be that anointed ambassador so that when you speak, it's not all the authority of Israel or the United States, that's nothing. You're speaking of all the authority in heaven to earth. It's your year to do that.
Guys, if you're looking for daily and weekly spiritual content, if you're on Facebook, hey, we're going to put a ton of content out there as well. But on YouTube right now, you can totally 100% get it. It's not going to be censored, at least at this point. If it does, we will let you know. Rabbi will come to you and just kind of tell you how the platform's doing that. But hit that subscribe button. It's free for you to get daily and weekly spiritual content. We're super passionate about helping you on your spiritual journey. Rabbi, tell the listener and viewer about your $2.99 membership on YouTube as well.
Yeah, listen, the $2.99 membership on YouTube is, listen, we put it out there. It even if I did it for free, it's not about the money. That $2.99 is going to bring you a weekly prophetic word. I live in the prophetic world, okay? And for 35 years. So, and I'll be honest with you. I have a prophetic book that a friend of mine wrote, and it has 365 prophetic words in it, one for every day. I would say 5 days a week for 30 plus years, I have used that book. And I literally can just take that book and flip it open sometimes. And it's literally confirming what I've prayed about, what somebody else preached about, what I preached about. So for $2.99, you're going to get a weekly prophetic word. You're also going to get on there, the bell will ring. So if I come up with something prophetic that's urgent, then you're going to know. So to me, that's what the real worth is, the prophetic, and to stay in tune. I can tell you in this season, I'm producing more impromptu content. It's because the Holy Spirit is hitting me, and it's like, you need to hear this prophetic word right now. And so for $2.99, you'll get those notices, and you'll also get prophetic words on a weekly basis. And it's also a form of partnering with us. It brings you in a little deeper relationship, even it's only $2.99, but I would really recommend that you do it.
Love it. Yeah, really, really good content. Would totally encourage you to check that out. If you're on YouTube, you're going to see a join button on your screen. If it's mobile, if you're on your tablet or computer, you're going to see that join button as well. Just make sure that you're signed in to your Gmail that's linked to your YouTube account, and you'll see that option. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast. If you're on YouTube, we're going to try something new right here on the screen. That's going to be a suggested video for you. Let us know if they got it right. We'll see you next time.